The YMCA has been an institution in Milwaukee for 155 years, and it has grown and expanded. Julie Tolan is executive director. She says the Y put money into a number of things that made sense at the time.
We built the school. We made massive improvements to several of our facilities. We built out this downtown presence at the Plankinton Mall.
But back in April, the Y announced that it needed major restructuring in order to remain afloat. It had borrowed tens of millions of dollars to expand. The economy had tanked and Bare Bones Fitness Center started opening around town, some charging only $10 a month.
Competition isn't a bad thing. I want to be clear. If you're ready for it, and if you're making the investments you need to make to stay strong. And that was the tricky thing for us. That was the timing that just didn't work because we'd assumed this debt, and you know, you don't have anywhere to go once you have it.
On Wednesday, Tolan announced the YMCA's reorganization plan. She says along with filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the Y is looking to unload six of its 12 properties.
We have three that we are in conversation with the Waukesha Y, one with the Kettle Moraine Y. We are seeking a new owner and operator for our South Shore Y. And we have a parcel of land that doesn't have any real estate on it in Franklin.
The Y says it will continue offering all its summer and after-school programs in Milwaukee. Eventually, it wants to sell its downtown Milwaukee facility and open an alternative one in town. And it will not operate its John C. Cudahy site during fall, winter, and spring. It will offer programming only in summer.
By selling most of our owned assets and truly limiting our real estate and those obligations that we have, we are much more adaptable. We have a lot more flexibility to respond to the community's priorities.
Tolan says while the changes are underway, the Y will remain open for business. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.